by golly, he's a great man.
There's going to be a big time tonight, Riley.
I think Doolin have it on O'Brien.
He's sure to win. Did you ever see such a crowd in your life? By golly, the horse back.
It's no wonder it's not Alderman Doolin for this week.
Hey, Riley, do you remember the time Alderman Doolin was on the police? Wait till the band stops playing and I'll tell you. There's the Alderman, boys.
Hooray!
Order, gentlemen, order. We have with us this evening a man who's always stuck up for the party through thick and thin. The one man, gentlemen, you could always depend upon. I have the honor now to present Alderman Doolin of the 10th Ward.
Gentlemen, I thank you for this most generous reception. Now, to begin with, I'm no public speaker.
We know it!
Standing before this vast and intelligent audience, the question arises, what'll I talk about?
Talk about a minute and then stop.
The subject's not a bad one. Gentlemen, O'Brien promised to give the working man shorter hours if he's elected. But, gentlemen, after thoroughly going into the matter, I find that every hour has 60 minutes, and no man can make the hours 1 minute shorter than they are now. Just now, the people are complaining of the hard times. Some say it's on account of the tariff bill. Others say it's the grocery bill, and some say it's the coal bill. But I say it's the lack of the good old dollar bill. There's no reason for the hard times, gentlemen. It's the lack of confidence that makes the times what they are. Now, what I want to know is, where is the confidence? And where are the confidence men? This is a great country. The greatest country in the United States. We have a fine army, and we have the greatest navy in the world. But what's the use of the navy, gentlemen? We don't need it. The world is ruled by the Jews and Irish, and they haven't even got a rowboat. When you go back to the early days of the country, it makes a man proud to think of the men that gave us our Constitution. Think of it, gentlemen. If it hadn't been for them great men, there'd be 100 million people in the United States walking around today without a Constitution. Hooray! Think, gentlemen, how our forefathers struggled to settle this great country. They traveled for miles and miles to find a place to settle. But nowadays, a man will travel for miles and miles so he won't have to settle. And today we have men, famous men, men you don't meet every day. Some of them only come out night. And now, gentlemen, I'll say, as the fella said who'd been in swimming and was just coming out of the water, I'm drawing near me clothes. Now, gentlemen, one last word of advice before I leave. And that is vote early.
And often.
And now, gentlemen, remember one thing. On election day in November, that is not the vote that elects the man. It's the way the votes are counted.
Three cheers for O'Brien.